Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I know everyone expects a storm to come and go quickly, but not this one. Despite the fact that plows have been out trying to keep up with the mess that's out there, it is still slick on those roads, and we need to be cautioning you to be careful.
I promise you, David, I'll be very careful coming over this morning. It's not a good situation. People have to act with extreme forbearance. Every time you turn the television on, you see somebody crashing into somebody else. Those are clowns who thought that they were the only ones who could drive in snow. And the big problem is they endanger other people's lives.
And we will continue to bring you the information so that you can make those decisions. And hopefully, if you take it slow, you'll make it to your destination. While you're doing that, hopefully you're listening to us. And our conversation today begins, Alan, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo told Fox and Friends on Monday that it's very unfortunate for the House Judiciary Committee to hold its hearing tomorrow, Wednesday, at the same time that Trump is representing the nation at the NATO summit in London. We also know the White House lawyers won't be at that hearing.
Well, look, they are doing everything in their power to mitigate the damning, and I do mean damning, evidence that has now been established. I think, and I've said again and again, that Adam Schiff has behaved admirably and with great decorum and seriousness. Let's try to remember that the House is just doing its constitutional duty. You can't ignore what is clearly a slap at the United States Constitution. The thing that puzzles me is why there aren't more things being covered, including the Emoluments Clause, which has clearly been violated. Now we are going to see what happens when it gets to the Senate. It will be voted. The articles of impeachment will be explained by a bunch of constitutional law professors this morning and on Wednesday. Then it will go to the Senate and it will have to be managed over there. My hope is that Chairman Schiff will be the guy who manages it. He's done it before, and we can only hope that he does it again. He did it when a federal judge was impeached and then convicted. And let us hope that it can happen, if it is justified, here too.
Won't all this lead to the Senate trial, which ultimately won't be able to garner those votes to convict the president, and then thus he will call it a vindication?
He will certainly do that. However, David, we have to know, and we do know, that the very fact that he has been impeached, which is the obligation of the House, shows him for what he is and what he has done. Yes, it is true that he will do all of those things. He'll talk about exoneration. I think he has the potential, as I've said many times, to do deep, well, hurt to those people in his own party who are running for re-election and who will, in fact, be subjected to the criticism of not only the Democrats, but many of the independents and a few of the Republicans. That's enough to defeat them in close elections, and I have a feeling there's a potential here for flipping the Senate because of this.
From the Washington Post this morning, Alan. Attorney General William Barr has privately said he doesn't think the inspector general can conclude yet that the FBI had enough information in July 2016 to justify launching a probe of Trump campaign members.
You know what, David? I always think it's a mistake to take on the FBI unless you've really got the goods. And here is Barr, who has this leadership role in the Justice Department, who is the guy who's running the whole thing. I wouldn't want to be doing what he's doing, what they've all been doing now, in leveling non-credible charges against the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And that might come around and bite you right in the posterior.
Speaking of, a prosecutor now says an upgraded indictment is likely in the criminal case against two Rudy Giuliani associates. That's Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. They, of course, alleged to have ties to Ukraine. Assistant U.S. Attorney Douglas Zolkind made the prediction during a pretrial hearing yesterday in that case. The men are charged with using foreign money to make illegal campaign contributions. And, of course, all this has leveled scrutiny on Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. One wonders whether the Southern District people are going to indict Giuliani. I know there's an investigation. This is the closest person to the President of the United States. He clearly will claim executive privilege, even though he was only acting as an outside counsel for the President. There's going to be plenty of discussion about that. Quite often we see high-ranking public officials whose closest allies and friends and accomplices take the pain, while the people who were in the midst of it go unscathed. I think there's a possibility, David, that that's what's going to happen here. For his part, Rudy Giuliani keeps threatening the president. He says, "I have insurance." What do you think that means? It means I know stuff.
Finally, the official public campaign financing recommendations were released, and the fight will continue, of course, Alan. We've been talking about this all along, the setup of the commission, the push to, well, what appears to be eliminate third parties and fusion voting.
It's a disgrace. That's what it is. It's not that other states haven't done this, and it's not that this is a rare situation, but the Working Families Party continues to fight this in court. Anybody wants to take on a powerful governor, okay, they can do it. Nevertheless, it takes a special kind of judge to say no. There is a question whether it has a constitutional protection in New York State or not, and we will see the way that that plays out. But it does appear to many that what's going on here is that this governor is taking no prisoners and didn't like the fact that the Working Families Party put up a primary opponent against him and has been critical of him in the past, so now it's get even time. And it hardens the tough guy image that Andrew Cuomo has among so many people. My little girl used to say to my little boy when they were very young, they're in their 40s now, but I remember it very well, he'd say, "You know nice," and I have a feeling that when they do polling, we are seeing people think he's an effective governor and that he does the hard work, which he does, no question. But those words, "you know nice," keeps ringing in my ears.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, Alan.
Welcome.